is Jesse, one of the specialists in your area. I'm sure you will love him. One moment here, sir.
Hi, Kason.
Okay.
Hi, Kason.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just hold on a second?
Hi, Kason.
Hey.
My name is Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello? What was
that? Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just asking how you're doing today. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You just connected me to your car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was just asking how your day is going.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you heard, but my name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing in your area. My mapping coordinator, Mary, she just wanted me to jump on the line and go ahead and apply this promotional rate for established business. Now, before I get into the price, I was just kind of looking at the notes. So you worked with PageHub and 411 Local?
Right.
Are you still with either one of them?
No.
Okay. So, now, what was it that you didn't like about them? I'm pretty familiar with their companies. What exactly are you not getting from them that you were?
I just did not get any results. In the last company, you know, I say them. Well, neither of the ones, I can't remember the name, but I kind of stayed with them, you know, almost 7 months and still not getting results. So, with the last one, I decided not to use basically Google anymore. So that's why I'm not on Google at this time.
Okay.
You know, I have tried a couple ones and did not work.
Okay. So here's the thing, Kason. You know, I'm really sorry for your experience with working with them. Now, the thing with online marketing, it's really about the people that you're working with. So we're actually partnered with Google directly. I did actually just text you for a proof of our partnership badge. This is, you can search this directly on Google, right? But it's just a quick link to see that we're partnered directly with Google. Now, PageHub, they're not actual Google partners. So they're just an SEO company. And typically with them, before you're going to see any results, it could take up to 6 to 9 months before you see any results with just an SEO company. Now, 411 Local, they are partnered with Google, but, you know, their certifications are for less than what we have. So No, we've been in business, Kaysen, for 17 years. You know, we do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we are Google Premier Partner, right? Now, those are some of the things that you'd want to look out with for your online marketing. But when you signed up with, let's just say, 411 Google, because Google Partners, what did you not get from them? Like, no results? You didn't see yourself on Google at all? How long were you with them? Was that the one you were with for 7 months?
I could find me on Google, fine, but I was like, 10 pages down, you know, never made up to top five, you know, like, you know, top three pages, you know.
I mean, it is definitely something that, you know, we would work on for you, right? If you were to look up our own company, Kaysen, if you're going to look up local SEO in Costa Mesa, where we're located in Costa Mesa, California, we come up number one, right? Now, if we're able to do that for ourselves, then that's at least something that we work on getting for you, right? So, now, I do see you have some online assistants. I'm assuming this is stuff that they built for you. I mean, I see WBB, it looks like you have this Google Business Profile, Facebook. I mean, you have Yellow Pages, Home Advisor. You have some pretty good online presence as of the moment. It would just be a matter of getting you to that first page.
But, you know, besides, you know, Home Advisor and Entities, you know, I'm on all these other pages, you know, Yellow Pages, whatever, but I'm not really present on them. I'm just like the last one on those pages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, let me see your presence online right now. So, for Google, at least, it's, let's see where you're coming up. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, well, so you're not on the first or second page. Hold on. Let's see if I can find you. So here's the thing, Kaysen, that one of the major benefits in what we do is making an exclusive listing. So what that means is we only work with business per industry, per area, to maximize the exposure and phone calls that our clients are getting directly to them. We just find it's not useful to put our clients in competition with one another. So I'm not sure if 411 Local makes it exclusive for them, but at least that's what we would do. So for your particular area, we would only work with you. And then once we start working with you, we close out the area. We can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do, okay?
Yeah.
So
what is the Google guidelines? You know, I know, you know, I could just work with you, but there's another tons of companies that might have their own painters for this area. So they're all trying to push them to the first page. So what is the guidelines on that besides?
Well, so for Google Partners, so for the Google Partners, what the guidelines are is when a listing becomes available for that first page, the Google Partners are assigned to that area to fill it. So that's why, you know, in a day, you might get more phone calls like this than, like, you know, months from now, because once it's filled, the calls stop. So the Google Partners themselves can only fill one listing per area. So it is, somebody will fall off or somebody will stop paying or, you know, somebody might retire or move or whatever it may be. I mean, there's lots of reasons that go into, you know, why somebody is not able to fill that listing anymore. And then the Google Partners are hired to fill that particular area. So then it would stay there as long as you're paying for it. That would be the guidelines. And then once you stop paying for it, you fall off.
So,
right?
Yeah. So your partner, like 411 Local. So 411 Local might be calling somebody else saying there's an open spot too.
Right, until it's filled, right? And then once it's filled, the phone call stops, right? So, yeah, there could be other companies calling throughout the area, but if we fill it or they fill it or whoever it might be, once it's filled, right? And then the phone calls would stop. So, and then...
So, on my end, how do I know did I get that spot or not? You know, like, you know, if... How do I know that didn't somebody else fill that spot ahead of time, you know, before me, with you?
Well, because in order to maintain our partnership, Kaysen, you know, that's how we're able to maintain it, by only filling one industry per area, you know, per location, per us. Now, with other people, if they decide that they want to lose their partnership doing that, then they continue to do that, then that's something that, you know, would make it so that people won't trust them as a company anymore. So, I mean, it is something that we earn by getting that partnership with Google, and if somebody else wants to jeopardize that, then putting their whole company at risk, right? Which is typically not something that they do when they're partnered with Google. So, you know, that's really basically how you would see it. Does that kind of make sense? I mean, look at it, Kaysen. I understand that you're skeptical of this. You know, I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear this all the time. You know, the thing with us, Kaysen, is we're month to month programs, so we're actually a performance based company. We do want to earn your business month in and month out. There are, with us, the time frame is going to be 30 to 45 days. So we ask you to give it 2 months. You know, just to bring the full program to fruition, you know, but if you're not seeing the results you're looking for, I would suggest not continuing. You know, I mean, that's what it is. You know, it's really that we give you a time frame of what you're supposed to see the results in, you know, and you should be seeing those results in that time frame. You already have a Google business profile. You already have some online presence, which is super helpful because really, like, the things that go into first aid placement are relevancy. So, all the popular directory listings, and you already have some reviews, which doesn't necessarily matter, but it helps, right? You know, and so there are already things for you online that would help already with your first page placement. It's just about us building backlinks, you know, doing keyword inputting, maintaining that online presence, and, you know, and that'll take 30 to 45 days. Because of everything that you already have, it should be less than that. They have to give you realistic expectations of that 30 to 45 days for the local map section. Now, we do have other sections of Google location besides just that. Now, I mean, we do have Google Ads, which is typically a pay-per-click, but that we actually have a package that's just a month-to-month price. And this will place you above the map section of Google, okay? So this will be right there ahead of your competitors, section of Google that you'll be able to be seen at any given time when somebody is searching for painting. So it really is just a matter of how you want to be seen, you know, and how aggressive you're trying to be with your marketing. Of course, the Google Ads can be a little bit more costly than just the map section of Google, right? I mean, you're going to pay a little bit more. Now, I see that you don't have a website, right? So a website is something that I can go ahead and include. Normally that's an extra $300, but I'll go ahead and include that at no additional cost. And the websites that we do are super amazing websites. I'll actually text you over right now what those websites look like. So for a painter. With our websites, they're actually called DIY sites. So they do, we give our clients the ability to change anything to their given time that they'd like to, but we'll build them, optimize them, manage, maintain them. They're 100% Google compliant, So that's something that will also help you out a lot, is having that website to showcase that people can call you, contact you, even pay you directly through your website. So, yeah, those are all definitely things that go into your online presence, right? And doing for 17 years, you better believe we're...
Right. And I was just looking at here, see when was the last time that I used somebody on that. And I did use SpeechHub.
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
Yeah, so are you familiar with SpeechHub?
No, we're from Local Splash.
Right, no, that's, are you familiar with SpeechHub? I think that was the last one that I used.
Jason, SpeechHub, the owner of SpeechHub used to work for us. So he decided to go start his own business, you know, but we, yeah, so I'm very familiar with who SpeechHub is. But they're not partnered with Google, right? They're just an SEO company. So they are, that's why the results with them will take 6 to 9 months, because they aren't even partnered with Google. So it was just somebody that was working for us that decided to, you know, go do his own thing and started his own company. But really, you know, it's kind of like a copy machine. Every time you copy something, it doesn't, you know, it gets a little less better, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, that basically, yeah, I'm familiar with, they are partnered with Google. So I did send you that text message with our partnership badge. You know, if you look us up, Case, and we have over 700 reviews on our Google Business profile with a 4-star rating, you know, we're definitely doing something right, you know, to maintain that for ourselves. You know, just to get into price, Kaysen, you know, so you have an idea, the price, from everything I'm kind of looking at here in the notes, I can't go ahead and do the price for $199 month to month. If you wanted to do something like Google Ads on top of everything else, it would be $499 month to month. You know, I know that sounds a little bit pricey, but really the extra amount from the $199 is going directly into your ad spend for the month on Google Ads. So $100 there is pretty good for clicks when we're taking on the cost of those clicks. So it would be that flat fixed monthly rate for either one of those programs. Now, we do have something that's called our like middle tier platinum package that I can do for $299, and that would actually include Facebook ads on top of everything that the $199 package has.
So just to be on local, is there a local page you call, or like the?
Well, so for the $199 package, would be for your local optimization set up there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit your company with all the popular directories you don't currently have. And even with the ones you currently have, we'll make sure that all of your information is correct. So one of the things, Kaysen, that will keep you off the first page is having incorrect information. So Google has bots that go through and comb through the internet monthly to make sure that your information is correct. If it's not, it'll keep you off the first page. So we do something called a NAPW cleanup that will clean up your current online presence. We'll also get you on Bing first page. We'll get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. So we'll get you on Google Maps, Apple Maps. So that would be the $199 package, along with the website that I texted you. So then the $299 package would include all of that. It will just also include Facebook ads. And then our $499 package would include everything the $199 package has. It just will also include Google Ads, which would be above the section of Google.
Okay.
Right. And that Facebook ads, how many Facebook ads are we talking about? Like twice a month, once?
So it's a continuous ad that I'll go once a month. So it runs for the whole month. So we would run it for the whole month. It's looking at your ad. So basically what we do is something called retargeting. So if someone looks for painting online and then they go to their Facebook, you'll be an ad that will be popping up in their news feed. This is a really great way to build brand awareness. And then also with the Facebook ads, those would be up within 7 to 14 days. So those will be up much quicker than the first page of Google, you know, and you'll start seeing those results coming from that.
Okay.
Actually, with Facebook ads too, Kaysen, it does have a higher percent conversion rate across all industries, more than Google ads. So with Facebook ads, it's a 9% conversion rate across all industries. And with Google ads, it's a 4% conversion rate. So, I really like the Facebook ads. I've had a lot of clients that have had really great success with the Facebook ads in particular.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, the one thing is, you know, I have like a page hub holding off my web page domain.
Uh-huh.
It's something that we can get back.
So they like will give it to you, or is that basically what you're saying?
I'm sorry, I was breaking up from here.
Oh, so I was saying PageHub, they won't give it to you. They like
when I sign up with them, they said that was my, you know, whatever I that, you know, the domain was mine, but it's just to get the information so you guys can access, I guess, right? Because I don't have any information on it, you know, to access to make changes or.
Okay. So, I mean, for the domain name, we can, we can work on getting access to the domain name, but as far as the website goes, for the actual domain, the whole website, we would create you a new one through WordPress. So I sent you over, I texted you what the website would look like. So it came from the 877 number. It says my site, local splash. I don't know if you took a look at it.
Yeah, I started looking at it, but I didn't look. I just clicked on it, but I didn't look it through it.
Yeah, well, so at least with our what I sent you, you can see what it would look like on a phone, a tablet, a computer. It's 5 pages. So you get the home, service, about, gallery, and contact. Then also we have a way for you to link any of your social medias, any of the directory listings so people can leave reviews. So it's a, you know, definitely a pretty extensive website. Of course, you can add your own photos, you know, any wording. We'll add that, you know, what you want it to say. So we'll build it, optimize, manage, maintain it. You know, again, it's 100% Google compliant. So we can work on getting the domain name itself. Like if you had something like krodpainting.com, now we can work on getting that if that's something that they currently have. If for some reason they won't give us the access to the domain name, you know, we might just have to create like a different variation of that, like K-Rod Painting, you know, LLC or whatever it may be, .com.
Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, so Kaysen, I really, you know, ultimately, I just really want to give you a better experience with your online, you know, marketing. You know, I know it can be done. I've seen it done countless times. I mean, you know, is this something you'd want to go ahead and give a shot?
I mean, definitely, yeah. It's something that I, you know, really, really, you know, it's something that I want to be there. I think the hardest part is really get the right partner on that.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I have tried a couple ones and then work. I know, unfortunately, it's no way for me to say, okay, this one is better than this one, or this is going to work, this one's going to work now. I know that.
yeah.
And there's no way for me to verify that, you know, the one is better than the other ones.
Well, okay, I mean, look at just for ourselves, okay? So, like I said, you search local SEO Costa Mesa, and the first people that pop up on the map section are us, our business, Local Splash. Now, 411 Local, let's see them. So, 411 Local, they're located in, so let's just do Local SEO Las Vegas and see what comes up on the first page. Hold on, still loading. So the first people to come up in Vegas are Cox Media. actually, we come up. That's crazy. We come up in the second one if you search Vegas Local SEO. So, I mean, you know, it's definitely that, you know, we're able to be seen anywhere. You search us, right, on the first page. If we can do that for ourselves, we can definitely do that for you, Kason. You know, I mean, I don't see, I don't even see that 411 Local has a Google business profile, which to me is kind of, you know, I mean, if somebody, if you're working with somebody that does Google.
Yeah, 411 Local has been a while, like maybe 5 years or something that I work with them, so I don't even know if they changed name or if they, you know.
No, well, they still have they still have the same name, but PageHub, they do have a Google business profile, and their Google profile, they have 195 reviews with a 3-star rating. Okay. Local Splash, we have 755 reviews with a 4.1 rating. I mean, it's not a 5-star rating, but with over 700 reviews and a 4.1 rating, you know, I'd say we're doing something right. You know, that's definitely a lot of reviews and a lot of happy people. I mean, we actually have over 10,000 clients with a 4.9 satisfaction rate amongst our clients. You know, so it is people that are working with us are definitely satisfied with what they're doing.
Right. And this, when it evolved, is something that I need to do, like, you know, doing some posts or other work is going to be done for you, from you guys. Like, you know, what do I have to do anything on my end to on Google by trying to bring the company to the first page?
Is there anything you need to do on your end? Well, so it does help to be active in your campaign. So, you know, when people are, you know, when we're contacting you to try to get things set up, you know, just to be, you know, responsive to our phone calls and emails.
Right. No, after it's set up, because, you know, like I heard that, oh, you got to be doing, you know, once a month you need to refresh your page, you got to do something, because Google, if you don't do anything on Google will find that maybe you're not logging business because you're not doing anything to your page. So, you know, some tweaks. So you're going to maintain that. That's my question. Do I have to do any maintenance on the page or as posts or?
No. So we do all of that for you. So, yeah, we would take care of all of that for you, Kason. There wouldn't be anything that you would have to do. All you would have to do is be able to take the phone calls. That's pretty much it. By the way, Kason, are you able to hear me all right?
Yeah, it's kind of breaking up a little bit, but yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where.
Okay, but you're yeah, you're familiar with it, the VoIP system. Yeah, yeah, we're on a VoIP system. I just wanted to make sure that you can hear everything I'm saying, though. I one of my managers had told me that I was breaking up a little bit, so I wanted to make sure that you could hear me. but I'm trying to get that fixed right now. Okay, so, I mean, Kason, what do you think? I mean, you know, ultimately what it comes down to is, you know, are you willing to give it a shot? You know, I mean, at least try it out for that 2 months. See those phone calls coming in from Google or potentially Facebook. It's completely up to you. You know, I really, Kason, all I really want to do is give you a better experience with your online presence. You know, that's ultimately what I want to do. I just want to help out your business. That's really why I work here is, you know, I just fully believe that small businesses are the backbone of our country. And I, you know, fully believe that Google is really where you're going to see the highest return for your investment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, what will be my initial cost for to get them on board?
What did we do for what? I'm sorry. Say that again.
No, what is the initial cost? What is my initial cost for me if I sign up? What would be my cost? Just a $199 or $299, whatever pack I decide to?
Yeah, so whatever package you decide to do, it would be that as long as you're with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be either $199 or $299. If anything, too, Kason, you could start with the $199 package, and then if you wanted to add Facebook ads or Google ads later on, you always have the ability to do that.
Right.
So that's completely up to.
And this is a once about, so, you know, if I decide, well, what is your cancellation period? Like, you know, can be like 30 days before new next charge, or?
So it would be 3 days before your next billing is due. So if you decided you didn't want to continue, it would just be that 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to just go ahead and sign up for guys, like, you know, trying to.
Okay.
Another shot.
What package did you want to do? Did you want to do the $199 or the $299?
So on that Facebook, let's go back on that Facebook ads a little bit on that.
Sure. Here, I'll text you over what the ad would look like.
I'm kind of familiar with that. So on that Facebook, so we basically are. I know you guys gotta work on it, but what would be like my? There is a budget set up already for me. Like, you know, if I go, is a $50 a month that's gonna be applied for Facebook ads. What is that? I'm not. Do I have that disclosure?
What do you mean exactly?
Well, the $10 a month, because I know we on the Facebook you can set up the amount you want to spend per day, right?
Monthly. Yeah. Well, so it's $100. So we put in $100 for the month of your advertising.
Uh-huh.
So that's why the $199 package, the extra $100 for Facebook ads, that's directly going into your ad for the month.
Right. So, the extra $100 would be just for Facebook ads.
Yes, for the Facebook ads, yeah.
Okay. You're running one ad a month per month. So how often can we change that? Or like once, will be like once a month changing? If I
it's a customized ad that runs for the entire month. I did send you a preview of what that ad looked like. I just texted that over to you if you want to take a look at it.
If there's any change, like I say, you know, either end or for, you know, when it is. So it's like, we can change that, like, once a month, right? Or
yeah. You mean, like, if you don't want to do it? Are you saying, like, for
like
that month?
Oh, 4th of July. No, it's one of those, something for July, something for Labor Day, something for, something like that, you know?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Those ads can change as we go through
yes.
it, you know, like something for the fall, something for the New Year, you know. Is the winter coming? Something for winter.
Yeah, no, so Kason, absolutely. So you do have the ability with us at any time if you want to run any promotions for your company. You can do that at any time. Facebook, if you wanted to customize the ad and say, you know, happy 4th of July, we have a promotion going on, but you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You absolutely do that. With us, Kim, the program does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So you will always be able to see where you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So with the customized tracking system, it does. You do have the ability to contact client support anytime. So if you go to them and tell them, hey, for my Facebook ad, can you run a promotion on it? You just contact them through your reporting dashboard or call us, and we'll definitely go ahead and use that to be customized to, you know, whatever promotion or holiday is going on.
Mm-hmm. But primarily just going to run a generic ads, right, for just keyword bang to your kind of that, right? Not any custom date related ads.
Not any what type of ads, did you say?
I'm saying, what's it? Basically, though, you just run a generic ad then, nothing like related to end of the year or the fall, would be just basic. Not like I say, not a promotion ad, just a generic ad, right?
You know, like what I sent you, it does have basically what you're about, what your services are. It does, you know, you can add pictures. Then it'll have a click to call or email. That's kind of what the ad will look like. So, but it, I mean, I guess it would be a little bit, it would be kind of whatever's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you get that text message I sent you?
Yeah.
You can see what it looked like, the ad.
Right.
If you're able to see that. So you can see that you can call who you're about. I mean, so I guess I wouldn't necessarily say it's generic because you can add who you are and the services you're offering. It's not like just like painting. You know, it doesn't just say painting on your A-Rod painting. It actually has a description of who you are, what services you're offering, that they can call, you know, and then message you or whatever it may be. But if you did want to add to that ad, you know, that you're having a promotion for whatever holiday, you just need to let us know because we don't know when you want to run a promotion, right? You know, so just need to let us know when you want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think, Jason? You want to go ahead and get set up for that then, the Facebook one?
Yeah. I think I want to go ahead and set up with the Facebook one.
Okay. Okay. So, Jason, first thing is, okay, let me run you exactly how it's going to work, okay? So I'm just going to get the basics about your company. I'm going to set you up for payment. I'm going to read a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. I'm going to set you up for a client interview. The client interview will most likely be on Monday because it's Friday already. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes depending on how many questions you have. Okay, so from 6 to 7 days, we're going to get you your reporting dashboard as well as submitting your company to all the directory listings. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your Facebook ads up and running as well as your new website. And 45 days, everything will appear there on that first page, okay? So just to kind of run you down how everything will work, okay? So now, Jason, your name is spelled C-A-Y-S-O-N.
Can you repeat that for me? Because it was the break and I can.
Did you hear anything you said?
Yeah, so that's getting worse. I
can't. Is it?
Sorry, but.
Hey, hold on. No, one second. Oh, hold on. Let me try to fix it a little bit. One second.
Okay. I could hear you fine now, so I don't know.
Oh, you can hear me now? Okay. Okay. So I was just explaining how everything is going to work. So basically, I'm going to set up payment, get some basics about your company. I'm going to go ahead and set you up for a client interview. The client interview will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. I'll set that up for Monday. Okay. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submission. Some of your Facebook ads as well as your website up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will appear there on that first page.
Okay.
Okay. So, Kayson, how do you spell your first name? It's C-A-Y-S-O-N, right?
Yeah. K as in kite.
Uh-huh.
A-I.
A-I.
S as in Sam. S as in same. O-N as a name.
Okay. Okay. I love that name, by the way. That's a cool name, Kayson.
Yeah.
So, do you have a middle initial?
S as in Sam.
And then your last name?
Rodriguez. R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-S.
S, okay. And then what's the best email for you?
Is it krodbaining@gmail.com?
Okay, perfect. And then your phone number, the best phone number for you is going to be always this phone number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, it's so you're from Marlboro. Is that actually where cigarettes come from? Marlboro cigarettes?
No, I guess they... It was the other way around, I guess.
Oh, really? Okay. when I saw where you were from, that's, I don't know, that's just what I thought of. But, Kason, is the best address for you, is it going to be the 849 Boston Road, or Boston Road?
Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Was breaking up. It's Boston Post.
Yeah.
Road.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unit 2G.
Okay.
G as in girl. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm just going to get some basics about your company. What are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
It's 8 to 6. I don't know. My hours might be on my Google. I think we can still use those.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Let me check.
Where's my Google?
It says 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I have your Facebook, so, do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account?
No.
Okay. And the services you offer, you do just interior painting, or do you do exterior as well?
We do interior, exterior.
Okay.
We finish cabinets.
Okay.
The commercial and residential.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then
like light carpentry too? Like no carpentry.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then you'll give them more extensive information in your client interview, okay? So let's go ahead and schedule that. Now, let's see here. I have, what works better for you, Kason, like mornings, evenings, afternoons?
Afternoon. Afternoon of it.
Okay. So... How about 2 to 3?
Yep, that's the work.
Okay, so they said the whole phone call will not take an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Kason, now I'm going to go ahead and put this in for you. 1 second. Okay. Okay, so for billing, is it going to be Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Four, one, three, five, seven, one, five, zero, zero, six, zero, three, zero, four, zero, zero.
Okay, and then the expiration?
11/26.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back?
1-8-4.
Okay, so Kason, I'm updating and processing payment for the $299, okay? So I'm going to read you a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program. Okay, so can you hear me all right?
Okay. Yes, you can try that.
Okay, well, if you don't hear me or need me to rephrase, just let me know, okay? It's, Kason, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay, Rob Bainey.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Kason Rodriguez, owner of K. Rod Painting.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, Kason, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, Kason, what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. When you do your client interview, they're going to set up a security question. So if you ever have any doubts about who's calling you, just ask for that security question, okay? Also, if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already, okay?
Okay.
So, Kason, now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to of any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
So your payment, Kason, for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of September 9th, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $299. This will recurring payment. When your term is completed, it will renew automatically on the 9th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, Kason, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. So the next thing I'm going to do with you, Kason, is you should have received a couple of text messages just now. Did you get one that says, Kason, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me take a look at it.
Sure.
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. So this... if you could do me a favor, you can put me on speakerphone. Go ahead and open up that link This is the terms and conditions. This is everything we discussed in writing. So take your time, look this over. When you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom and press the little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So I gotta have a question about this Google Drive here. Why do I need that storage, 30 gigabyte storage? Or
what part are you referring to? Oh, for the Google Workspace. It's just a way to keep track of kind of everything going on. It is completely optional. I don't think that you have to do the Google Workspace.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's just that you back up all my things, right? So do I have access to that later on? Because right now I have like 200 for space on Google. That will take out of that MySpace too, or no? It is something that you guys created.
Yeah, so we create that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it would be separate. I don't think that hold on.
Because you're gonna have access to my Google, my business, right? So that would be on my drive then?
Yeah. So you mean like on your computer?
No, right. Just on my Google Drive, right? Because if you access my Google as a administrator,
so
right?
So Kason, the Google Workspace, it's not something that's so it does cost extra if you want to do that, right? So when you do your client interview, if you want
I'm just confused if that's going to be, because I already have extra space on Google Drive.
Okay.
So if you're using my email to create another Google Drive, I don't think that's possible, right? So if you're linking my email to, it's going to go to my actual drive?
Yeah, yes, right. So,
drive.
No, so as of now, we're going to link your personal email that you have, and it would go to anything that you already have. If you want Google Workspace to be included, you just need to talk to them about that at your client interview. But that's something that, as of right now, we would be managers of your Google business profile, and the workspace, it would be something kind of separate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
I'm just concerned about, you know, you being accessed some information that I don't know if you want to share with you, if you